This is the confession booth, a place for willing patrons to relieve themselves of the burden of keeping their fondest sexual memories pent up in their own heads. The following audio is an anonymous answer by one of the confession booth's visitors. Please enjoy. In here, and that's the... Okay, so I just speak into... Okay. Thank you. Okay, I can do this. I can do this. Okay. One night, I was at a friend's house. Well, more like a friend with benefits. Nothing serious, just some casual sex here and there. It was more of a boredom relief thing than anything else. But I was over, and he had two friends with him. I didn't know them very well, but I had met both of them a couple of times. I liked them well enough to hang out, but the most important detail right now for this story is that they were both hot. Like, hot. I wasn't sure, but, you know, guys being guys, I reckoned they probably knew about the arrangement that me and him had. Anyway, we were all drinking some spirits, some beer, and playing this party video game where you pick all the characters and then you'll fight. You probably know the one. We were having a good time. Some banter. You know, back and forth. Myself especially, even though I wasn't very good at the game, I do. They weren't that much better than me, but it was pretty clear I was the weakest link. Either way, we were all having fun. It just wasn't that serious. So the night goes on and we're playing and we're drinking and it gets to a point where we all just finish the game. And after a long bout of giggling and messing around. I don't even remember what. There's a lull in the conversation and tension starts to fill the room. My friend cuts the silence and makes a proposition. He says, "Why don't we make this next round a little more interesting?" And that's when he suggests it. How about this? The first person who knocks her out of the game gets to fuck her. Talking about me, obviously. They all mumble in agreement until I'm the only one who hasn't said anything. Part of me couldn't believe he'd suggested it. But another part of me, well... Let's just say she wasn't so hasty to turn down the opportunity. I paused for a second. It was nice having all of their attention. And with the booze, my head wasn't working very quickly. I looked around at them and they're all pretending it's casual and trying to keep their cool while clearly needing an answer. Not staring, but, you know, fixed glances, curious eyes, trying to gauge my reaction. I feel their desire. I see them undressing me with their eyes. So, being the slag that I am, I smirk a bit and say, in the most natural tone I can muster, "Okay, sure." I don't know why I played it so nonchalant. I laughed a bit and the tension sort of dissipated. The next game is nothing like the previous few hours. They fight each other off of me here and there, but their attention is firmly fixed on my character. I had already had trouble staying in the game before, but with the three of them focused, it's impossible. They are throwing me around like a rag doll. And every time they hit me, I feel myself shudder a little because I know what they're all after me for. What the prize is. My heart rate is increasing and my breathing is getting heavier. I'm trying my best, I genuinely am trying my best to stay in the game, but it's too much. With every hit I take, every life I lose, I feel myself getting more and more turned on. I start to laugh a bit involuntarily when I get down to my last life. I'm doing it now just thinking about it. They're all playing harder than ever. They start ignoring each other by this point, knowing that the next hit could be the one that gets them inside me. And my heart is pounding. My face is hot. I'm trying to focus, to stay away, to run. But they want it too badly. They want me too badly. By the time I'm close to being knocked out, I'm a giggling mess and my fingers are slipping around on the controls. I'm trying my best to put up a good fight, even though my body is begging me to just let one of them win. And fuck me. And finally, one of them catches me with a really powerful hit, and my character launches off the screen. I'm knocked out. I couldn't remember who was playing which character, and so I didn't know who had won at this point. I stand up and turn towards them. Still laughing like a maniac. It's only after I look them in the eyes that I see who won. It wasn't my friend, but one of the other two. He stands up and I make like I'm going to try and get away, extending that feeling of a chase from them in the game just a little bit longer. I go to run past the TV, but he grabs me by the wrist at first, but he pulls me back, one hand on my hip, another on my shoulder. He pushes me slowly and firmly to the floor, and I don't fight it. I knew what I'd signed up for, and besides, I wanted it more than anything. I was still laughing as I get pushed to my knees. Laughing as his hand pushes the small of my back and I bend over onto my hands and knees for him. I only stop laughing when he grabs the waistband of my shorts and my underwear and just tears them down to my thighs. He's laughing a little too, but there's a hint of satisfaction in his voice and his breath. He doesn't wait. He grabs my ass once to spread me. Sees how wet I already am from being fought over in the game. He unzips his trousers. Doesn't take him longer than a couple of seconds before he's pushing his cock inside me. He grabs my hips and starts to pound me. It's easy, I'm soaking. He won fair and square and I moan as he fucks me. Takes a second to register in my brain that the other two are still here. They're still fighting each other in the game for a reason I don't fully understand yet. But I catch them glancing down at us, watching me moan and get fucked from behind. I feel him pound into his prize as they're all still bantering about something I have trouble paying attention to. My mind is melting when he grips me tighter and pushes himself deeper inside me. Vaguely, in the background of my mind, I hear the game end. And in the moment, I remember noticing his shadow on the ground first. I don't look up, but the guy fucking me grabs my hair and makes me. And suddenly, I'm looking my friend in the eyes. He's hard from the chase, from watching his friend take me. So he kneels, and only when I open my mouth and start sucking his cock does the guy inside me let my hair go. This is ecstasy, pure, mindless bliss, fucked from both ends like a whore. I look up into my friend's eyes as I suck his dick and he runs his hands through my hair. I can't focus on him like I should because I'm getting railed from behind. My eyes roll into the back of my head as he speeds up, pounding at my pussy. There's too much going on, so I don't realise what's happening until it does. He rams his dick deep inside me, impales me on it, groans, and starts to come. I'm barely registering my friend's dick in my mouth as it happens. My arms and legs are shaking, and for some reason I notice the music from the game idling in the background, just as he finishes pumping the last bit of his cum inside my cunt. But it doesn't end there. The guy behind me pulls out, and while I'm still feeling his cum leaking down my legs, my friend pulls away and walks behind me. I already know what he's about to do, but I feel like I'm shaking with anticipation as he kneels and starts rubbing his tip against my swollen pussy. He asks me to beg for it nicely, so I do. I say, please, please, more times than I can count. I beg him to fuck me. And just as he's putting his cock inside me, the third guy walks in front of me. His dick is also out and hard. And I know the drill at this point. So I give him a nod and a giggle and open my mouth. Stick out my tongue. Except this time, the new guy in front of me grabs my hair and pulls my head back. He puts his balls in my mouth and starts to stroke himself. It's fucking hot. I look up into the eyes of this person that I'm barely acquainted with as I suck his balls and he strokes his dick over my face. While my friend is fucking me from behind, pumping away at my already cum-filled cunt. It was probably around then I realised I might be a huge slag. So I happily stayed there between them, moaning on one guy's balls as my fuck buddy is fucking my pussy like he's never done it before. I don't even know where the first guy went, maybe to clean himself up, but I don't care. Guy number three pulls my mouth away, but I leave it open, knowing what he wants. And then he starts to fuck my mouth. My friend's hands are all over me, sliding under my shirt, grabbing my tits and my hips and my ass. Couldn't get the idea out of my head. The thought that the whole time he's fucking his friend's cum deeper inside me. All the while, this other guy is making me choke on his cock. I feel familiar signs from my friend. I can tell that he's close to coming, and for a moment, I'm afraid I'll be disappointed. I get the feeling that he's going to pull out and come on my ass or something, but he knows better than that. He grabs my hips tight and, just like his friend, slams himself into me and comes deep inside my pussy. I feel his cock throbbing inside me and it pulls me over the edge and I have what was a pretty mind-blowing orgasm, to tell the truth. I was almost worried my limbs were going to give out, but I stayed up. Something about all of this. Probably watching me take a second load. makes the third guy lose it. He pulls my hair, pulling my head off his dick, holds it firmly back, making me look into his eyes. And this guy, this hot guy, I barely know, calls me a good girl. And then comes on my face, painting my red cheeks and chin and my glasses with his cum. He told me later that it was the hardest he'd ever come in his life. He pumped so much cum onto me, I could hardly believe it. And meantime, my friend just fucking spanks me. And that is what finally makes my arms and legs give out. And for a minute, I'm just left on the floor. Three guys all talking around me, but I'm not really listening to them. I'm just listening to the idle music from the game on the telly. In some kind of exhausted, pleasant daze, nicely buzzed from the booze and the orgasms. The thing that finally snaps me back to reality is my friend bringing me a bottle of water and a box of wet wipes. Sweet lad. In conclusion, I don't know, I guess I just want to say I don't regret it. I mean, the third guy could have come inside me instead of on me. And maybe I should have made that clearer. That was what I wanted. But, you know, we were all in the moment. It felt good being a trophy, being a prize, watching them fight over me, having them chase me. The fun didn't even end there. We ended up having a lot of great sex that night. But that first session, the whole whoever knocks her out first gets to fuck her thing, that stuck with me. And that's probably the sluttiest thing I've ever done. Okay, that's it. Okay. That's my confession. Mwah. Bye.